What's up, sunshine? Happy Friday. I am here in sunny Irvine, California, where I just caught up with the U.S. Men's World Cup team ahead of their tournament debut. The excitement is kicking. More on that in a minute. But first, let's get you your news for Friday, June 12th. NASA is preparing to return man to the moon for the first time in more than 50 years with a series of historic Artemis missions. Turns out, shoot for the moon isn't just some motivational poster advice. And now we know who will take part in the next mission. The space agency has revealed the four astronauts who will take part in Artemis 3, a planned two-week flight which will test out various technologies ahead of a return to the lunar surface. Our Pete Muntean has more on the historic mission and the crew behind it.
This is a huge announcement from NASA about these four astronauts. They have whittled this down from an astronaut corps of about 40, mostly men, although a lot of women involved. This is an all-male crew. Andre Douglas, mission specialist, his first mission as part of a NASA astronaut crew, U.S. Coast Guard veteran, first European to make a moon mission. Luca Parmitano got a very emotional and choked up. He's ex-Italian Air Force. And then we also heard from Frank Rubio, ex-Army pilot, who is the mission specialist, one of two on this flight. And then Commander Randy Bresnik, ex-United States Marine Corps colonel. I want you to hear from them here. This was a quite surprise announcement. There was so much speculation online about who NASA would announce as part of this crew. Would there be a return of the four Artemis II astronauts as part of this? That did not happen. We've seen an entirely new cadre of astronauts here for this Artemis III mission. I want you to listen to what they said in their remarks.
So, Mom, thank you so much for believing in me, this whole time, all these years.
Wow is the right word. What an incredible blessing and an honor it is to be standing here representing all of you.
I'm honored by the role that I've been given. I'm also very humbled by the task in front of us.
And every single person in NASA, ESA, our industry partners, our international partners, whose blood, sweat, and tears, okay, hopefully not blood, and very few tears, but their collective effort will lift all of us up on that SLS rocket when we hit launch day and carry us through the mission.
The astronauts did a literal handing of the baton from the Artemis II crew to the Artemis III crew. This mission is a huge linchpin, really the keystone to getting us to the moon again.
Now to some fascinating new photos from far beyond the moon. This incredible sight was captured by one of the world's most powerful telescopes. Scientists at Hawaii's Gemini Observatory snapped this pic of NGC 1514, nicknamed the Crystal Ball Nebula. Its unique nickname comes from its binary star system, which is two stars that formed around the same time and orbit each other. The stunning scene is actually the result one of the stars shedding its layers as it dies, eventually becoming a white dwarf. And although crystal balls are normally known, of course, for telling the future, this one gives us a glimpse into the cosmic past. This nebula lies about 1,500 light years from Earth. A light year measures how far light can travel in one year, roughly 5.8 trillion miles. That means the light emitted in this photo took 1,500 years to reach us. Imagine taking a selfie and waiting 1,500 years for it to arrive. Pop quiz hot shot. What was Pixar Animation Studios' first feature-length film? A Bug's Life, Monsters, Inc., Finding Nemo, or Toy Story? If you said Toy Story, you've got a friend in me. Toy Story was released in 1995, and it wasn't just Pixar's first movie. It was the first fully computer-animated film ever. Maybe you've already heard the buzz. Buzz Lightyear and the gang are back. Toy Story 5 hits theaters next week, and one of the world's most famous car companies is taking the hype to infinity and beyond. Porsche and Pixar have teamed up to create a trio of custom cars celebrating three of the film's most beloved characters, proving that eventually even toys grow up and get expensive tastes. Bespoke 911s made their red carpet debut at the film's world premiere this week. We're talking one-of-a-kind details like a Buzz Lightyear body kit, a Woody-themed denim paint job, and a custom Jessie-inspired cowgirl interior. Yeehaw! If you want to get your hands on one, you're in luck. The Toyrific Trio are being sold to benefit charities. Good cars for good cause. The World Cup is returning to a very different America than the one that visited here when it was last hosted in 1994. The biggest difference isn't the stadiums, it's the people filling them. Crowds are bigger, passion is louder, soccer IQ is higher, and the expectations for this team are rising faster than the blood pressure and stoppage time. As for the players, in 94, 14 didn't even have pro clubs. U.S. soccer had actually paid players just so they could train together. No MLS, no soccer-specific stadiums, no generation of kids growing up watching American stars compete at some of Europe's most storied clubs. The kids who grew up with World Cup dreams are now living in one right here on home soil.
You know, we already believe we can win, and we're a hungry, competitive group of guys.
If you string together enough wins and good performances, the stars are the limit.
We believe collectively that we can do something really special to change soccer in this country forever.
We're looking forward to going out there and making the nation proud.
I think on the outside, people maybe would doubt us in a sense, but why not us?
Now, the U.S. haven't reached a World Cup quarterfinal since 2002, but this group, known as America's Golden Generation, believes this tournament can be a soccer moment that changes how a country sees the game. And if you spend any time around this team, you'll quickly learn they don't exactly lack confidence or personality. We caught up with them to ask about it.
Fearless and ambitious. I think we have so many guys that have that national team experience, and we're just trying to take this team to the next level now.
Fun, hardworking, dedicated.
It's really just a tight-knit family, and you know, hopefully we can just translate that to the pitch and take care of business.
All right, you have to see this. While the team was preparing for the biggest tournament of their lives, the squad was locked into the dramatic finish of Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Tyler Adams is a diehard Knicks fan. He and some of the other players bouncing off the couches like kids on a trampoline after too much birthday cake. You would have thought they just scored a World Cup winner. Now they are hoping to create that same kind of chaos for the rest of the country. America's World Cup journey begins tonight against Paraguay right here in Los Angeles. And if this team has anything to say about it, the party might just be getting started. All right, today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, proves kindness can spread faster than the latest viral dance trend. A stranger in Maryville, Tennessee, helped generate a small fortune for an elderly woman. 21-year-old Brooklyn Green posted this video on TikTok questioning why an 85-year-old woman, Mary Aaron, a movie theater employee, was still hauling trash at her age.
I thought maybe we could donate, we could get $500, and I could go and just give her a little tip and say, I hope this goes towards your retirement.
Well, it's overwhelming, to say the very least. We're all human beings on the one face of earth, and so we just need to help if we have the opportunity.
The initiative went viral and has already raised more than $146,000. That's enough to make jaws drop faster than they do for movie premiere popcorn. All right, an example of how sometimes social media can be used for good, right? And there is power in numbers. We have two shout-outs for you today on this Friday. First up, Miss Lauren at Montgomery Academy in Basking Ridge, New Jersey. Thank you for making us a part of your day. And this one goes to Highline Big Picture Middle School in Burien, Washington. Thank you for subscribing to our YouTube channel. This is our last full week before our summer break. Class dismissed, but curiosity, that's a year-round assignment. So our CNN 10 Summer Friday episodes start next week. We'll whip you through 10 minutes of stories to get you caught up each and every week. Play that Friday music, Nadir. Go out, make the most of this summer. Set some goals, have some fun, get some exercise, get some rest, and most importantly, shine bright. You never know when or how, but you may be the spark of joy someone needs. You are more powerful than you know. See you next Friday. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.